Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to look at the role of service strategy in the service lifecycle. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. When we look at the ITIL service lifecycle, as we are aware, it comes in five different lifecycle stages, and we're looking today at service strategy. Service strategy is the core of the service lifecycle. In service strategy, we start to look at how we're going to actually manage the services that we deliver to our organisation. We need to think about key concepts, such as which services are we going to offer and to whom are we going to offer them? Do we understand how much the service costs? Do we understand the value that the service provides to our organisation? And when we look at value, we need to understand exactly what we mean by value. It's extremely important to think about value in the terms of the customer's perspective. After all, they are the ones who are going to be receiving the service, and we need to make sure that they are satisfied with the services we provide. ITIL talks about an important concept in service strategy regarding value creation, because our services are there to deliver value to our customers. And the value creation we look at is the concept of utility and warranty. In utility, we look at whether or not the service is designed as being fit for purpose. In other words, it carries out the activities that enable the business to carry out their business process effectively. We also look at the concept of warranty. Warranty is extremely important because it's here that the business gains assurance about certain levels of availability, capacity, security and continuity to enable the service to truly achieve their business goals. So when we consider strategy, we need to think about exactly what we're doing for our organisations. It's a really high-level part of our service lifecycle, in as much as the decisions that are made here will affect the whole of our service lifecycle. So in order to help us deliver this service lifecycle effectively, there are a number of processes that ITIL looks at. We look first of all at the concept of service portfolio management. The service portfolio is the process that captures all of the information about all of our services that are going to be delivered and are being delivered in our live environment. We look at all of the potential services that are coming through and we capture them as part of the service pipeline. So we understand what things the business is going to want in the next few months or even weeks or years, depending on how volatile the change is in your organisation. When we consider service pipeline, we should think about things that are already in development, as well as things that the business would like. Perhaps they have a wish list of technology that they wish to introduce in a few years' time. So we look at what's going to be going towards our operational environment, and we make sure that we can manage the resource effectively. When we look at our operational environment in service portfolio management, this is captured as part of our service catalogue. Our service catalogue shows us all our live services, and strategically this is a very important aspect for us to consider because we need to understand what impact the services coming through the pipeline will have on our overall service activity. So when we look at our portfolio as part of strategy, we're really trying to decide where to allocate resources appropriately to deliver the services that are required by the business. We also need to think about what will happen when we have conflicting demands for those services. So strategically, we need to have a big view of everything that's going on in our service management environment. We also, of course, need to understand how the business is going to use our services as we go forward. And this is all about the process of demand management. This is another key strategic area. In demand management, we understand the patterns of business activity and how the business works with us and uses our services effectively. Understanding the peaks and troughs, the high points and the low points for our services is important for us to understand when we need to staff accordingly, and when we look at the resources that are applied to those individual services at peak busy periods. We can use demand management in some cases to influence the way users use our services by employing financial controls. And this is known sometimes as differential charging. You'll possibly be familiar with this in the way that perhaps phone companies charge you for calls at a more expensive price at peak rate and charge you less at a less popular rate. When we look at financial management, it's a key part of our service strategy approach, and as you can see, we need to understand costs for both the service portfolio management and demand management so that we can truly deliver service according to our business requirement. Financial management is a key strategic plan. We need to make sure that we understand the budget that is being provided to us by the business, and we also need to make sure that we can deliver that budget according to the return on investment requirements that the business will have. Our services should provide value, and we need to quantify that value and be able to financially justify any expenditure we have. So financial management will help our strategic choices as we go forward by being able to show cost justification for introduction of new technology or new services into our life cycle. So service strategy then is all about how we manage effectively the resources that we have and deliver according to the customer requirements all of the things that they need to meet their overall business goals. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio found exclusively on gogotraining.com.